Alright. Well, we are... we have conquered some big technical difficulties today.
Woo! Indeed. I rejoice in it.
I'm Learning. Halcyon here with Grandpa Caleb.
Yes.
We are in your cocoon.
Cocoon.
It's a little grayer outside than it's been in the past.
But it's been... how wonderful to learn how to turn the computer back on again, though. And all... Life is, you have to get direction straight.
That's true.
You can't rush ahead. You can't assume and take the words out of another person's mouth. You just have to wait. But we had a nice lunch.
We did, and what did we do after lunch?
And the greatest pleasure of an old man's life is to have a younger man like my grandson come and have lunch with me. There's nothing greater than that. Touching a next generation. And I've been telling him about my feelings lately about the gift of life that I've had for 93 years. And I know sometime, immediate future, later future, I'll get the gift of death. But today I'm so rejoicing in the gift of the privileges of democracy. That's my little button that I just voted a while ago. And you're going to vote yet or today.
That's right.
Boy, it's the greatest blood-bought privilege in the world to be able to vote.
Blood-bought privilege.
It is.
That's well said.
People have sacrificed for it.
Well
said.
Right
ahead. Thank you.
Caleb and Orphic Art both say hello.
Hello to you, my dear one.
And after lunch, we went and visited your art exhibit.
Yes.
So I actually took a bunch of video of that, so we'll put that online soon so people can see a little peek at your art exhibit. That had to be pretty exciting. Is that your first exhibit?
Yes. For 8 years, I've been going, and we have a marvelous art gallery, going to exhibits of artists and painters. One lady sold a painting about $900. Wonderful, gifted artists with their hands as they painted these beautiful pictures. And so about 6 months ago, I said, well, why not use photography? Because all my life, I have been a, what's that word?
Paparazzi.
Paparazzi pastor, and... I've taken thousands and thousands of pictures and bought cameras in Germany and in Japan, and my children have given me cameras here, and to give people their pictures. I do that I've been doing it for, 60 years or more. It's been a great joy.
That's nice.
And now I they're under my bed, and we took all those boards with pictures on them and down, and we're showing them. It's my diary.
Nice.
And I get the joy. People say, gee, that's not me. That's interesting. So you got those cups there? Well, those are what they give you in Russia when they serve their tea. And they've recognized them. So people have traveled around the world and said, that's a clever idea. So I hope more of them will share their life while you can see how people react after they've read and seen these marvelous pictures.
I think that's a great interpretation of the use of a gallery space, because a gallery space is to demonstrate the artistic accomplishments of somebody.
That's right.
And what is more of an accomplishment than the actions of your life?
That's right.
And if you live artistically, if you live creatively and with love and then I hope that they continue to have exhibits of people's lives. I think that's fantastic.
I hope they will do that because we have 350 people here and they can all exhibit. You made an interesting comment as we were going down the line, though, on a picture, what it does. You said something about a bottle.
It's like that I've been thinking about video and photographs as a way to take the energy and experience of a moment and put it in a bottle.
Yeah.
And then you can store it, or you can give it to a friend, and then when they open the bottle and they look at the picture or they watch the video, the energy of that moment then is released again. And it's a neat way to make an experience kind of you can send bottles out into the ocean, like empty bottles out in the ocean,
yeah.
But you can send them all over the world.
You're insightful. That's a beautiful thought. You can't beat that. And to think that's happened in our generation.
It's happening as we speak.
Yeah.
We're bottling this experience right now.
Yeah, my little box camera when I was 8 years old from a man named George Eastman. And I became an addict. And I've taken pictures all my life. How wonderful to enjoy this day.
Mm.
And I feel like Hug Nation to my grandchild.
Well, let's bottle up a little Hug Nation energy right now. So we say hello to the people in the chat room. Hello, Orphic Art, and hello, Tassie, and all of those others that are listening to the audio broadcast. Let's give ourselves a hug and hold ourselves by the shoulder. And think about the people in the chat room we just said hi to. Think about the people you passed in the halls today and on the road and over the past week. Maybe the people you've talked on the phone, your family, your friends. And then let that visual of all those people seep into the people that maybe you barely saw. Maybe you didn't notice them as they walked by the hall and the cars on the road and people across the city, across the state, across the world. Think about all those people that are just as much a living, breathing, loving person as you are. And as you squeeze your shoulders right now, imagine those arms squeezing you aren't your arms, but the arms of all those other people. All those other people that are outside of you at the same time they are a part of you. And you share that brotherhood and sisterhood, and those arms are reaching out to you every day, all the time, whether you remember to think of it or not.
It feels almost like a great cloud of witnesses as people have tuned in and just touch, and you're touching them, the very best of you, as you think the Creator Sustainer's thoughts and build your life and squeeze every day. Blessings.
Blessings. So squeeze those, let your arms be squeezing the others out there. Let those others out there squeeze you and hold that squeeze and remember that we are a part of that witness. We are a part of that God love energy. Just let's sit in that one network of loving embrace for just a couple seconds.
I thank you.
Thank you. Amen.
You.
Happy Hug Nation.
Happy Hug Nation
to
you.
Thank you, Grandpa.
Thank you for coming. That's the greatest thing can happen when a younger person gives an old person the time you've given me.
Well,
and opened up new windows of opportunities and new vistas of concern. Thank you.
It's a treat for me, too.
Okay.
Thanks, Grandpa.
Thank you.
And thanks for being here. I love you guys, and we will see you next week. Love, love, love.
That's amazing. Isn't that amazing? Miraculous.
That is amazing.
Oh,
I'll
boy.
Do a quick little.
That is something. Well, time to get on your way. It's 1:30.
That's right.
Well, just leave it on then.
Okay.
Now I've learned something new. And there's no hurry, but when those pictures come, we'll blow them up and show them about the 14th of November. Isn't that something? You had to turn it on. One little dot.
Okay, you, I think, are all set here. Let me start to shut this stuff down.